I think everyone was a little bit disappointed with the league, obviously, the way the results went. We only got the two draws, really, and I think it was a bit... everyone was sort of happy enough to get back to the clubs and freshen up, and then sort of came back hard the last couple of weeks, and we've been training well, and everyone seems to be moving good, so... we're just looking forward to the game on Saturday, and we can't really come quick enough, really.
Yeah, coming into the weekend, both counties indeed coming from a similar position, because Westmeath didn't win a game in Division 1, likewise ourselves in Division 2, so it's a similar scenario for both teams in that way.
Yeah, both teams haven't really had a great year. I don't even think they won any games in the O'Brien Cup, so our only victory came against them. So, really, it's both teams there. We'll see, it's a great chance for them to progress, and the winner plays Kildare in Croke Park, so that's a big incentive too to get the victory. So there'll be no one going out fearing anybody else. So all we have to do on the day is go out and hopefully perform and just get the result, really. That's all that matters, really.
As we all know, the Championship, a very different animal, a different competition than the league. That's the way I presume you'll be treating it now. It's a clean slate and the league is behind you.
Yeah, it's a clean slate, and the ground obviously a little bit harder, and the weather probably a bit nicer on that, and everyone's that little bit more fitter and sharper, so you can't really read too much into the league. We just have to go out and play with a bit more confidence than we sort of had. We sort of gained it now in the last couple of weeks, getting back to the clubs, and we seem to have gotten our freshness back, so we're just raring to go, really, and hopefully on the day it'll all pan out nicely. It's a Saturday night game, and it should be a good atmosphere in Mullingarlock. So,
I mean, if you're looking for a bit of inspiration, cast your mind back 12 months ago when you played Laois down in Port Laois, a tremendous performance that day. So that's what you are capable of on your day.
Yeah, on the day, that was a day when everything just clicked, and from 1 to 15 and the subs that come on, everything just went right. So we'll be looking for the same sort of application and same attitude on Saturday when we hit Mullingar. So that's really what the plan is. So there's no rocket science, really. We just have to go out and get the victory, really.
I mean, up until 2 years ago, Westmeath had a terrible record against you. They couldn't buy a win against you, but that all changed then. They beat you in the league, and before that in the qualifiers 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, the time they beat us in the qualifier in Mullingar, I think we had a couple of lads sent off, and things have sort of changed since then. There was new management come in and different personnel and stuff, so we can't really look at the past results. I think we have to just treat this game as a one-off and treat it on its merits, really. So
you feel the pressure though might be on Westmeath a bit more. They have home advantage. They were operating in Division 1, albeit unsuccessfully, but might be a bit more pressure on them, do you think, with the fact that it's in Mullingar?
No, I don't think any team's really going to read into that too much. I think Mullingar, I think Westmeath will not really mind where it is. They'll be just looking to get another scalp at us, and because we've played them so many times over the last couple of years, it's a nice little rivalry there, I think, and we sort of seem to know each other a little bit. So I think a little bit of added pressure would be good if they could feel it, but I wouldn't really read too much into that.
And I mean, they're not an unknown quantity. You've played them so many times in recent seasons, so there's not that much you don't know about them, and likewise with them, do you?
Yeah, well, they're going to know a lot about us too, and a lot of our strengths and weaknesses, so we're going to be trying to exploit theirs, they're going to be exploiting ours. So I wouldn't say there's too much work that the management teams have to do to look at each other. Like, you know, they probably have it done the last couple of years.
I mean, and the run-in that you've had, you've played a few challenges, and the panel have been largely injury-free.
Yeah, I think Colm Judge is the only one that's a long-term injury. Derek Maguire came back from his ankle injury, and everyone else has sort of got off the treatment table, and I think we're ready to sort of play. There's a full squad there to pick from, and the last couple of weeks we've had challenge matches, and everyone's put their hand up, really. So it's just be interesting to see now what Team Aidan and the boys go with. So everyone's had a chance to stake a place or stake a claim for a place. So it's just up to the lads now to pick the
team. I mean, from a player's point of view, this is where you want to be. It's Championship. You're coming into mid-May now, almost at this stage, and as you say, the longer evenings and whatever else, and a good build-up to the Championship, that's what you want to be involved in.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you're training for. And in November and December, you're in the gym and you're slogging away, but like when the games come, the league is all right, but it's all about Championship, really. It's about getting out and trying to get days out in Mullingar and in Croke Park and everything against everyone when they're in tip-top shape, and there's no excuses when bad weather or soggy ground or anything in December and January. So this is where you want to be, really. So that's why we're training hard all year.